Welcome to Agency Highway. This is a podcast for digital agencies and freelancers who want to grow their business, earn more, and work less. Each episode, you'll hear from agency owners that are killing it, meet epic people that can help you along your journey, or just listen to me ramble on about something I think is cool. Head to agencyhighway.com for transcripts, action notes, and to join the community. I'm your host, James Rose. Now, let's get into it. This podcast is brought to you by Content Snare. Content Snare helps digital agencies get content from their clients on time, in the right format, without email. If you've ever needed to get content from clients, you'll know how painful it can be. You end up constantly chasing them for weeks and months, and by the time it's ready, there's a 900-long email trail full of massive images and a couple of brochures from 6 years ago. Content Snare makes this a thing of the past by collecting content from your clients in the right format the first time and does all the chasing for you. Try it on your next project by signing up at contentsnare.com. G'day and welcome back to another episode of Agency Highway. Today, I am speaking with John Ainsworth from Data Driven Marketing, and we're going to be talking all about funnels. I sort of proposed the title, WTF is a funnel. It's a great little acronym, of course. So a lot of people have been asking about funnels in the Facebook group lately. And then I was speaking with John recently, and he is basically, this is what he does. So I was like, this is the absolute perfect time to get you on. So thanks for joining me, John.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, so let's kick this off with a little bit about you, a little background on data-driven marketing, how you got into this space, and then we'll dive into funnels, eh?
All right, cool. Yeah, so what I do, I help six- and seven-figure businesses try and use a data-driven approach to make more sales to their existing visitors and leads through automated funnels. What I'd done is I'd run an agency for 10 years, and it was in a very weird little niche. I was helping get inactive people from hard-to-reach groups into physical activity. So my clients was like councils, health charities, bloody hard, really wow. Odd thing to get into.
Yeah, that
it
is
was like, yeah, it was not, if you want a really easy way to make money, don't do that. It was not an easy business. It was like a more like a charity almost. It was like a personal mission of mine. So I worked on that for 10 years and I basically got everything to the point where it kind of, I'd cut the cost per person active by 75% for all these different groups, cancer patients, disabled people, teenage girls, that kind of thing. And so I'd reached this point where I was like, okay, I've achieved my mission of what I sent out to achieve. Do I still need to be doing this? And I realized that what I'd done during that period is I'd built all these systems of like automated funnels for my own business and for clients. And so I shifted over into doing that for people running businesses like marketing agencies, digital agencies, online businesses, info products, that kind of thing. So that's what I do now.
Yeah, nice. Okay, cool. So, I mean, on this show, we have had a lot of discussions about, I guess, generating leads. So getting people to your website. And I mean, I've got a big post about this and like various ways you can sort of attract people to your website. But I think what I've noticed in the group and just from people that I've spoken to and from looking at agencies' websites, it's pretty rare to see a decent lead magnet or way to get people into a funnel and then also have that follow-up. The standard process normally just looks like click here to contact me or fill out a website brief or something like that. Yeah. Like it's really, really basic. And I see you smiling there and I assume that's because, you know, like it's a failing. Like it sounds a bit brutal to say it's like a failing of a lot of people, but it's, okay, yeah, I'll hand it over to you. Like, what? How?
It's a missed opportunity, isn't it? It's something where people have this traffic, and most of that traffic is not ready to buy yet. Yeah. And then you don't have anything for all of the other people. Like 3% on average of visitors are ready to buy now. That's kind of the normal. It's the normal in most markets most of the time. So it's like, okay, out of the other 97%, some of them are never going to buy, but some of them are going to buy in a month. Or in 2 weeks, or if you follow up with them better, or if you provide them with more information. And they're just, depending on how many visitors you've got, that's potentially a lot of revenue, a lot of new jobs that are just sitting there waiting for you to sort it out. You don't have to do this huge amount of outreach and reach new people. You can follow up with those existing people better, and you're going to convert more of them into sales.
Yeah, and I guess there's also the argument that people are going to forget you. Like, if they come along to your website and they're not ready to buy, and they are looking around at other designers or just looking for ideas or something, there might be an assumption that when the time comes, they'll remember to come back. But that's pretty much a guaranteed no.
Yeah, like some will, right? But like, how many? Not that many of them. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, if my own memory's anything to go by, it's a pretty much zero chance, unless I like remember to write it down in like a Trello card and store it away. There's no way I'm going to remember anything. So,
yeah.
Okay, so is that where you believe the funnel starts? Is the lead magnet? Is that what you want to you think we should cover first?
Okay, so there's a few different ways you can do this. One of them is to go in with like a regular lead magnet and then get people onto your email list and follow up from there. There are other ways that you can do it, but the lead magnet's a great option. It's a great standard way of doing it. So yeah, we can start through that. Do you want me to talk through like some ways you can increase the number of signups you get through lead magnets?
That sounds bloody brilliant.
All right, cool. So
in case you're listening to this and you're not familiar with the term lead magnet, I guess that's kind of been popularized by a few of the online marketing gurus in air quotes, where lead magnet essentially just means something that you're going to give to your potential client in exchange for their email address. In other words, getting them onto your email list somehow, you know, and that a lead magnet isn't like subscribe to my newsletter because no one cares. They want to know what they're actually going to get out of it. So there's benefit to them in exchange for their email address, just to clarify that. Let's talk about how to increase the rate at which people sign up.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of different things you can do. And the way to tell how well you're doing right now, you can look at the percentage of your visitors who actually sign up as leads. Now, if you are killing it, if you're absolutely killing it, you're going to get about 10% of your visitors signing up as leads. So it's like you're never going to get the other 90% of people signing up from this. Mm. If you have less than 5%, you've got a massive opportunity. Like 5% is totally doable. 10% is super rare. You potentially can get that. So some of the things you can do, you obviously got to have something really attractive, something that people want, and don't just probably do an ebook. Ebooks don't work so great anymore. They're okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's better than not having anything. But if you have like a video course or a template or a swipe file or a cheat sheet or something that people can use straight away, they can get value out of without having to do any work. With an ebook or even with a video course, they've got to go through it and learn how to do something. If you give them a swipe file or a template, they can just go, great, that's it, I've got it, I've got something I can use, and they can use it straight away.
That's an awesome distinction. I like that.
Yeah, it makes a really big difference. It really helps to make it easier for people. Second thing to do is to make it super specific, like what's the benefit they're going to get out of it. You know, you're going to get 17 different headlines that you can use in order to do this thing within the next, you know, 14 days. So make it super specific. And Digital Marketer did a bunch of work around this, reviewing the different sign-up rates they got with different kinds of lead magnets, and they found the more specific they were, the better it was that it did. Okay. Then you've got the fact that you want to be really targeted to people in terms of what kinds of lead magnets you offer, depending on where they are. Now, this is where it starts to get a little bit more advanced. So let's say you're doing a blog post that's specific to a particular audience that you serve. Let's say you're a design agency and you do work for local restaurants, and you also do work for other kind of local businesses like plumbers or something. And then if you've got a blog post that's for the plumbers and you've got a blog post that's for restaurants, each of them should have different lead magnets.
Yep.
So something that's targeted to that audience, because that's going to increase the sign-up rate. You can put those, when you've got those blog posts, you can put them throughout it, like mention it a few times, as well as having stuff in the sidebar as well. If you want to get super advanced, you can use something like Write Message, which allows you to, it's like, I think, $99 a month. It allows you to show different lead magnets to different people depending on what Write Message has figured out in terms of what audience they're in. Let's say you've got three different segments who come to your website. You use Write Message and it will show a different lead magnet to people depending on which segment they fit into, wherever they are now on the site. So that's like that's like the top of the tree in terms of getting advanced with this kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so Write Message is Brennan Dunn's new tool, who's been on the show before, actually. I can't remember what episode that was, but we had a great chat. He's got some very good information about, I guess, getting leads. That's actually what we spoke about, is getting leads through events and growing his agency. So there's, if you search for Brennan Dunn on Agency Highway, you'll find a really good chat with him. But just on that, I know a lot of people, me included, when I see like how much is involved in setting stuff up, can sort of throw our hands in the air and be like, nope, this is too hard. So I just sort of want to make a note there that you don't have to go this hard, you know, go to the most advanced thing straight away, right? Like, that is kind of the pinnacle. And yeah, over time, you might increase, you might tweak things, right? You might tweak these blog posts with tools like Write Message, tweak your website to increase conversions. But in the beginning, I think it's just important to do something. Yeah. Like just get one lead magnet out, pick one blog post, one that's good performing blog post, or or with an audience that you like working with, and focus on that. And like, would you say that, because we're speaking about blog posts here, John, how about like homepage sort of stuff? Do you recommend
homepage is the top one, right? Because it's your highest traffic page on the whole site. And like a good way to figure out how much is worth doing with any of these is look at what's the traffic to the site, and then if you could get, let's say, 3% of those people signing up for something, then what does that mean in terms of new leads? And it's like, and that's going to give you an idea of, okay, let's say you've got 100 visitors a month. You do all this work. You're now going to get 3 of these leads a month. It's like, okay, maybe I could get more leads through something else. If you've got 3,000 visitors a month coming through and you get 3% of them, what's that like? 90?
Sure. I'm not in maths mood right now.
Like, yeah, so 90% of those people.
I was talking with John offline earlier that I've had about 3 naps today already because I'm struggling after a big trip. So my brain is not firing on all cylinders right now. But yeah, no maths, okay?
Okay, gotcha. But yes, if you get 90 new leads a month, it's like, wow, that's a really big deal. That's gonna be worth something to you, right? So then it's worth putting a bunch of effort into this if you've already got that kind of traffic. Yeah, homepage is the top place to start. And I think homepage, you need to have something that's, unless you're using a tool like Write Message, you have something that's generic to all of your different audiences who might be coming to your site, and that's awesome. And the thing that I've ever had that's, and this is kind of tying into what we're going to talk about later, but the thing that I've ever had that is converted the best for the homepage is having a webinar sign up. And that's converted at 4% on its own. And then I also took that and then put it at the bottom of like every other page and in the sidebar and what have you, because it's like, that's huge. Like 4% of homepage visitors signing up straight away as soon as I had that offer.
That's pretty crazy. Do you have any recommendations on what a digital agency could do for a webinar? Because I know that's an immediate question I would think is going to come out.
So this is a more favorite topic of mine. So what you need to do is you work backwards from what is it that if people understood, they would have to feel like they would feel like they had to hire you.
Okay.
So let's imagine that you are you're a digital agency and you work with people in the crypto space, and you are selling them something where if you implement your system for them, let's take something a little simpler. I don't know enough about crypto.
Yeah, I was going to say, Lord knows they need help with marketing too. So, in the crypto space.
Right, let's say you're in a digital agency, and give me an example. What might someone?
I don't know. Maybe like a wedding. They handle people in the wedding business, like planners or venues.
And so, why would a wedding planner need support? Like, what's the benefit to them?
Well, they're going to want more clients.
Okay. Cool. So if you can say, right, if you can come up with a topic where you can convince the wedding planners that if they have a website and a whole digital system in place, they are going to increase their profits by, an extra $100,000, $200,000 a year, something like that. Something where you can look at your existing customers and go, yeah, that's true. That's exactly what we're managing to achieve for.
Yeah. And it doesn't just, I guess that was a low hanging fruit there with getting more clients. It doesn't have to be that. It could be systems that they can put in place to reduce costs or reduce time or do less work or.
Perfect. Right. Yeah. So So wedding planners are going to be able to reduce costs by, 30,000 if they implement this system. Right. So this is now your topic. And what we're going to do is we're not going to talk about how, we're going to talk about what and why. We're going to talk about inspiring these wedding planners to show them that if they have this system, it is going to change their life. It is going to increase the quality of their life. You're not trying to show them how to do it. You're trying to show them that if they do it, it is a big deal, right? So your topic for wedding planners is learn the three systems that are going to allow you to reduce costs by 20,000 a year, increase your profits, and make you sleep more calmly at night. Something along these kind of lines, right?
Yeah.
So what is the wedding planner getting out of it? Something where if you can explain this idea, this one idea, you've got one big idea, and if you explain it and they get it, they really get it, they're going to be like, I need this. I have got to hire someone for doing this. Oh, who am I going to hire? The guys who just told me about it. It's like, that's the point of your webinar. People get a little bit, they go a little bit crazy with this and they just try and say, oh, I know all this stuff. I'm going to tell people all this stuff that I know. It's like, it's too much for them. It's too much. They can't take
45 minutes or something.
Right. it took you 8 years to learn this. Don't try and tell them it in 45 minutes. You've got one idea. The digital marketer did a really good piece of research with this. They looked at all of their different sales pages and they found that if they had more than one idea they were trying to convince people of, then their conversion rate dropped to half.
Wow.
They had three ideas, it just went out the window. So you've got one thing. If you do a really good job in a webinar in 45 minutes, you can convince people of one overall idea. Then you go into more detail, but about that one idea. So when you're coming up with that topic, that's what you need to think about. What one thing, if people believed it, would they have to hire me? So with my old agency, Make Sport Fun, we were trying to get people to believe that if people believed that Facebook ads was the best way to engage people from hard to reach groups into physical activity, then they would be, the obvious next step was to hire us because nobody else did that. So I just had to convince them of that one thing. So I had about an hour's presentation just to convince them that that was true. And if they believed it, great, we're away.
Nice. I like that idea. Because I emailed you previously, is webinars are something that I want to experiment with quite a bit. So
sweet.
Yeah, this is super interesting to me. I was considering having a section at the end here where James just shamelessly picks your brain for information. because I can say we've done a few webinars in the past, not a huge amount. And I guess I'm a little bit embarrassed to say that because they're always the ones that have converted better than anything else we've done. So you think by now I would have learned this and gone, okay, I'll do more webinars. But the truth is there's a lot of, things, I guess, that get in your way with a webinar, limiting beliefs, I guess, one thing for me is I'm not going to be able to get anyone to show up. Even though we have an audience, you have to get people to show up, but I'm willing to bet you have, something to say to me about that. Cause I'm starting to get through this already. It doesn't even really matter how many people show up sometimes. Would you agree with that or?
Well, there's huge benefit in doing it a bunch of times, no matter how many people show up, because if you can create one really good presentation, you don't have to have 10 webinars you do.
Yeah.
You've got to have one webinar you do awesomely. And then you just carry on getting people onto that. I ran that same webinar for a year, year and a half with Make Sport Fun. And it carried on, people from my email list carried on signing up. It slowed down over time. But then I was also, because it was converting so well, I could use Facebook ads to drive traffic to my own webinar because now I had the whole thing dialed in. So you've got to do it a bunch of times. So if people don't show up the first time, great. Because it means you get a chance to practice it without looking like an idiot in front of too many people, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Because that's another problem is I'm going to have to give this thing live and what if I screw up and... I suffered from that for a long time. I still do. Every time I'm doing something live, I'm like, uh-oh, like, I'm not going to be able to edit this. Like, I get a bit nervous. And it's silly too, because like, I rarely edit the podcast, and it's the same kind of thing. Yet I get way more nervous when it's live. But yeah, it's kind of cool. If no one, if two or three people show up, then, you know, you're not making a fool of yourself in front of lots of people. But the thing is, I think we're not, probably not going to make fools of ourselves anyway. Like, you're talking about a topic that you know so much about, probably that you're passionate about. Well, I hope something that you're passionate about. So it's going to be very easy for you to talk and talk and talk. It's more probably that you're going to have to shut yourself up after 45 minutes.
Yeah. So a few things that I think I'd say. One is, you don't want to be doing this to nobody all the time. But if I think the first time you do it to a small audience, you're way better off. Like, the first time I ran a webinar, this is going back a few years, I promoted it out to my email list, and I got like 200 people signed up for it, and I was totally unprepared, and I'd practiced it, but I hadn't practiced it enough. And if those same people had turned up to my 10th one, a lot more, like, I made 30 grand out of that first one, but if they'd turned up to my 10th one, I would have made a lot more money out of it, you know?
Yeah.
And those people have been now, they're not going to come up, I'm not going to be like, no, guys, you don't understand, it's better now. Come back on again. Like, no, that's done, right? You know, so start small. And then the second thing you're mentioning about being nervous, totally understand that. Oh my goodness, it's nerve-wracking. But there's a bunch of things you can do to deal with that. One of them is, make sure you practice it. You've got a whole thing scripted out. You know what you're going to say. You know that it matches with what your audience wants. And this is really crucial. Like, ask your audience in advance, this is what I'm planning on talking about. Does this sound interesting? Get their feedback, get their input. Ask them what their pain points are around that, so that you know that you're addressing their pain points. Right, that's what I used to do every time. I would print out, I would do a survey for everybody who signed up. They would then be sent off, they signed up, they'd go to a survey where I'd ask them things like, what's your biggest frustration around this topic? I would print that out and I would read it right before doing the presentation, because then I would be like, oh, the people listening to this have got a problem. They've got a pain point. They've got something that is bothering them and they really hate it. And I'm going to show them how to solve it. It's like, I don't need to be nervous. They want to hear this so badly. I just need to explain what I know about it. And then it kind of would calm me down a little bit, and I'd feel like, okay, cool. I don't have to get self-conscious about this or start thinking, do they really want to hear this? Is this what, you know, am I talking about the right stuff? It's just like, oh, cool. This is good. We're on the same page. And then
that's,
you can get people
awesome mindset
to bring it as well.
Sorry.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. Yeah.
So, I guess we should talk about how to run a webinar. Because if I'm listening to this and I'm going to be sitting here thinking, like, where do I even start? Like, how do I, you know, do I just get in PowerPoint and create some slides? Like, where do I start?
Yeah. Well, the first thing to do is to figure out the topic. That's absolutely crucial. And that's why you need to know that those main pain points of your audience. And hopefully you already do. And if you don't feel that you've got enough of a understanding of it, then do those surveys, do those customer interviews, understand your audience and make sure you know what is it that's really bothering them. What's the one thing that if you could convince them of, they'd be like, yes, I have to hire you, and get that topic figured out. And that's like, I do workshops with clients on that to like help them work through that, because that's a really crucial part. Second thing is to figure out three main teaching points you're going to go through. And so this is going to be three things that underlie that main secret. So if they believe these three things, that all feeds into that one big idea. So, you know, before I said you've got to have just one main topic, well, these three things have all got to support that main topic. So, for example, with our wedding planners and saving costs, let's say you've got a system that is going to allow them to save costs. And I know nothing about wedding planners.
So, we can shift to an example you know well, like, especially if you've got some case studies that we can run through, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, cool. So, with Make Sport Fun, that one, I had three things I was trying to convince people of. One was that it was actually super cheap to run these ads compared to what they're doing at the moment. Second thing was that it was going to reach the exact target groups that they were trying to reach. And then the third one was that they didn't need to do this themselves. They could hire someone to support them with it. I helped someone who was running a property, an offer around property. He had a big audience, had like the top 10 business podcasts in the UK. And he wanted to get more people into, but help support people who had no experience, had no money and had no contacts to be able to buy property and make money from it. And he had a system, an offer for these guys. And so he needed to convince them that if they had no experience, no time, sorry, no money and no contacts, they still could make money from buying and doing up property. So he had to convince them that this was the case. And in order to do that, he had to show them, right, what you will need is you will need some kind of a bridging loan rather than a mortgage because you can't get that at the moment. You will need a list of contacts, and that is possible to get hold of from people who have that. And you will need to know exactly what to do, so you'll need some coaching with that. And then his product at the end was those things.
Yeah, of course.
So he's saying to them, you can do it if you have all of this, and if you want to, you can just get it from us. You know, you can get this from other places, that's fine. You've now learnt that this is the main thing that you need to have in place. But if you just have, if you just want to do the easy way, then you just get in touch and we'll provide it for you. Yeah, so they've got those three things that kind of back up that main stuff. So that's what I'd say to start with is that overall thing. And then you've got to have the offer. Like, you have to know what the offer is before you do too much work on this. And it's got to be awesome. You've got to have an offer that means that people are thinking, I am going to sign up for this today. I'm not going to go, that's kind of all right. Maybe I'll come back to this. No. You come up with something killer, something that's really great. You throw in bonuses. You make stuff that's a better value. You do something so that people are like, great, I'm going to sign up for it today. And one of the things you can do as a digital agency is to offer people a free call with you.
Oh, yeah.
And where they talk this stuff through. And it's like that, as long as you pitch that as having value, and you also make sure that you're only having those calls with the people who are potentially going to convert into lead, into actual customers. You're not just talking to time wasters, you know, otherwise it's just like, you can go drive you crazy. So you put all of those bits together and that's what you start with. And then you can go and grab PowerPoint and start working through that.
Right. I love that you said there, like, you just have to like tell them that it has value. And I would hope that you believe it has value. If you're if you have clients and this is what you do, you obviously do have value. So, you know, getting someone on a call with you for an hour or something, calling it a consult, of course it has value and you should believe that it does.
Yeah, totally. Like, it's huge. And it's, again, on that consult, you're not coaching them. You're not giving them free advice. You're helping them to work through what do they need to get this thing and what results is it going to get them and what's the impact it's going to have on their business and on their life if they hire you or even someone else to do this thing. Mm. You're not teaching them how to do it. Definitely don't do that because then they're much less likely to buy. They'll get overwhelmed. It's too much. Like, no. The point of the call is to be able to talk through with you. If you implemented this, how much is it going to save you, those wedding planners? Or how much more money is it going to make and how many more leads is it going to bring in and what's that going to convert to? Or what pain is it going to solve in your life? And then let's talk all of that through and make absolutely sure this is right for you before we move on to the next stage of potentially having a proposal or something like that. You know, so it's like, that's the point of that call. And that is hugely valuable because people don't know. They're uncertain as to whether this is going to work for them. And you're helping them to give the answer to that.
Awesome. So just to sort of recap where we're up to so far, you know, we're talking about a webinar funnel here, which can be varying levels of complexity. But right now, all we've really got is some kind of opt-in on the homepage and then basically running, like sending them to the webinar at the time, which we can get into some tools and stuff later, and then trying to get them onto a call at the end of that webinar. And it's really that simple, right? Like, and this goes back to what I was saying before, in that you can start out this simply. Is that a word? Simply? Yeah, of course it is. That's how brain dead I am. Because you can also go super complex with this stuff and like confirmation pages and like obviously sequences to to remind people into a webinar, which is all stuff that is great to have set up. In fact, I just went through this process now because we're planning out one of our first internal webinars. So I've had to write all those emails and all that sort of stuff. And yeah, there's a fair bit of work in that. But I guess, should we go through the pieces now to actually set this up?
Yeah, I think it's good to know what they are, but it's also important to remember, don't start with all of this. So what you need, first of all, is a presentation that converts. You need something that when people hear about it, they go, oh, that sounds good, and they sign up. And then they actually are interested in attending. If they attend, they stay through to the end. And at the end, they're like, okay, yeah, I can see why I would need your services. So you have to test that. And you test that with your existing list where you've got the warmest people and you can find out, is this a good presentation? And you might need to change it. So in which case, if it doesn't work, you don't want to have built the entire funnel around it and then have to redo everything because actually, no, you've got a different topic now.
Yep.
But the point of those stages is they help you to increase the conversion rate of each stage. So if you have a really good landing page, you're going to have about 40% of people signing up. If you start out with a mediocre landing page, it can probably do with your existing list because they know you, they like you. But then after the landing page, you ideally should have a confirmation page where people can add the time into their calendar. That's going to increase the sign-up rate. What I also like to do on that page is have a survey so I can learn a little bit more about the audience. But again, it's not essential. If you have that sign-up connected with your email marketing system, you can have some pre-webinar emails. Or you can do, like, if the easiest system to use is one called Demio. And Demio's got built, as some of the others have as well, they've got built in these pre-webinar reminders. So you get like a, you know, turn up an hour before, you know, a reminder a day before, an hour before, 15 minutes before. You can have text messages that go out. All of these things help a little bit at each stage, you know?
Yeah. I just started using BigMarker when they have all this set up as well. They've got like emails you can literally just turn on and it does all the reminders for you, which is quite cool.
Yeah. It makes it a lot easier, doesn't it? And it's just like it's built into the system. some of these systems as well, they've got it set up where if people don't attend, then they get tagged and then you can send them emails about the replay as well. So that's another little thing that helps increase. Like, let's say the average conversion rate in terms of attendance of people who sign up is about 35%, but then you can get another bit in terms of people attending the replay if you send that out as well. So all of these help, but that you don't start with them because it's going to just be overwhelming. Like, it's huge. Like, we build these whole things for people. It takes weeks for setting everything up, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, no, you start with a presentation and then you work out from there afterwards.
Yeah, nice. All right. So where do you think we should go next with this? Like, I'm sort of looking at the list of stuff we should talk about here and, you know, at risk of making it too complex for people, do you want to get into some of the more complex stuff or should we leave it there?
It's up to you, man. I mean, like, I can talk through, like, what's the stages once you've got that presentation and you've got it kind of working for you, what's the steps after that? Or we could call it a day and say, no, that's fine. People just let's not go crazy here. So you let me know.
Actually, that is a good point. Like, once I imagine over doing this, you know, 10, 20, whatever times, you're going to get much better at it. You're going to learn what converts. You're going to have questions from people that come up all the time or objections that you can start weaving into your webinar. So again, it's going to become better and better. And this, I guess, is what would feed into automated webinars, which is kind of a contentious topic. Some people love them, some people hate them. So I would like to talk about automated webinars and I guess your opinion of them. And yeah.
I think they are a thing of beauty.
Okay.
They are. It's one of the things that brings the most happiness to me when you see it running. So, like, okay, let's go back a few years, right? So I started running this webinar from Export Fun and I was plugging away at it. I was doing it twice a week, every week, Tuesday and Thursday, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. And it was taking up a lot of time and it was like a bind on me. I had to be there at the desk at that time. I had to get in the zone for it. It was tiring. Afterwards, I had a bit of time to kind of chill out. So it was taking up way more than those 2 hours a week of doing it. It was all the stuff around it. And then I worked on that presentation and I gave it again and again until I knew what all the objections were. And I put them back into the presentation and answered them in advance. And I made sure I knew what all the kind of questions were that came up. And so I could answer, I could say, this is the common questions and I could go through them at the end without, before people had even asked anything. And eventually I reached the point where I was like, I recorded every single one. And this one I've just done is awesome. And I was like, let me try just seeing what happens if I just run it without, like, it just run it as if it's live. And I didn't say to people it's live, but if they believed that it was live, that was okay. So it's like, this is where I draw the line on it. I don't use something like Webinar Jam where they've got like little fake symbols showing, look, oh, there's 100 people on here. No, it's 99, 98, 97. Oh no, another one's just come on. And it's like, it's oh, wow. deliberately trying to mislead it, right?
And it works. That is a bit sketchy.
Yeah, they're kind of like, they are old school direct marketers. They like that kind of stuff because, you know what, it works. It's like, yeah, but is it ethical? And it's like, but on the other hand, I wouldn't say to people, this isn't live. So that's where I draw the line on it. I don't tell them, but I don't lie to them. And I ran it that one time without being there. And the way that I knew if this would work is if people were signing up. At the end of it, there's a call to action to go to a page on my website to sign up for a call with me, and they book it through Calendly, and then they would get an automated email saying thank you, and it would get added to my calendar. And I remember just one day just sitting there, and I hadn't done anything, and these calendar appointments start popping up in my calendar. And I know that some of those people are going, I was like, this is magical. It's like, is this real? You know, this is just happening. I'm not having to do anything, and it's just happening. And it's just wonderful, because you can reach that point with that where you know that some of those people are going to convert into sales. You know they're warm because they've been through a whole hour's presentation from you. Like, it doesn't matter how long someone sits on your email list, they're never going to, it's going to take a long time until they reach a point with an hour's worth of content from you. They've heard your voice. They've seen my face because I had a bit of actual video in there. They've built up a lot of connection. They're interested in this topic. They want to know more about actually working with us. And they've booked in a call, and they're going to get reminder emails in advance. They're going to show up, and it's like, huh, is this allowed? Is this like too easy? Right? Now, I'd done the year and a half's work before that of like getting it to that point.
Yeah.
But once it reached that stage, I was like, this is incredible. And when you have that working for you, it's just amazing. Like, if you're an agency and you want to get more leads, and if you've got it as well to the point where you have it converting well enough, you can drive Facebook ads traffic to it and that pays. Like, we had, I think a 10 times return on ad spend within the first 30 days. And then if they bought more from us after that, that was all extra profit. So you can just say, oh, I need some new leads this week. Press the switch. Right. Turn the ads on. Oh, now I've got enough leads. Turn the ads off again. It's amazing. It's just phenomenal.
Yeah, and you're exciting me here too, because I'm wondering, like, I'm like, I've got a lead magnet. It's a trial for Content Snare, right? Like, but now I'm like, no, maybe I should get a webinar thing going on. My brain is kind of going crazy, and I'm probably going to have to go away after this and write some notes down. Otherwise, I'm going to be zoning out too much right now. So this is awesome. Automated webinars, I mean, this is probably quite a large topic in setting them up, because I've actually, you know, I've been doing a lot of automation work lately, you know, with Zapier and ActiveCampaign, and I can see how this all fits together using the tools that I'm using, in this case, BigMarker. But I can also see it's going to take quite a while to do, so I don't think it's something that we should dig into too much detail here, because if someone does want to learn more about automated webinars, I'm going to assume that you've got something you could point them to.
Yeah, I mean, people. So I've got a video that I'm going to set up on the website at datadrivenmarketing.co/agencyhighway, and it's going to be a video explaining the entire webinar funnel for marketing your digital agency. So it's like, here's all the steps you should ideally have, and I use this tool where I visually map everything out, and I'm going to talk all your listeners through it, so they can go on there and they can have a look at it. And I'll put other resources on there. I'll put like examples of different training you can take about this kind of topic, and different kinds of ways of figuring out the title for it and stuff like that. So I put a bunch of resources up. That's there.
Bloody awesome. So thank you for that. I've actually seen your map of webinars inside the, I guess, paid community, you would call it, that we're both a member of. And the feedback on that was insane. I saw so many people thanking you for that. So I can vouch for just that map, and how much value is in that. So yeah, definitely head over to datadrivenmarketing.co/agencyhighway to get all of that.
So
something you wanted to add there?
No, it's just like, I wanted to say it's a lot of this stuff is not the things that I figured out. I learned a lot of this from going through other people's funnels and like identifying like the people who are making the most in the world from using these kinds of funnels. What is everything that they're doing? And I had the chance to look under the hood of a number of different funnels and be like, aha, we weren't doing this. Every single tip and trick I learned in terms of what steps you should have is all in there. Like this is the good stuff. You know, awesome. this is what works.
Hell yeah. That's bloody good. And I like that. The fact that you just take other people's funnels or go through other people's funnels and see what you like and don't like, because I mean, yeah, nothing's going to be fully original, right? I'm a very big fan of borrowing ideas from other people as well.
But definitely, everybody does it. It's the way to get the best stuff, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me, John.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me on, man. It was fun.
Yeah, it was. And again, if you would like to grab John's training and information and map of his funnels, jump over to datadrivenmarketing.co/agencyhighway. It's all there. That's it. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Discover how to grow your agency, earn more, and work less at agencyhighway.com. Head over there to get resources from this episode and full transcripts. See you next time. This episode was brought to you by Content Snare. If you're a digital agency or just need to get content or info from your clients, Content Snare can help you collect it on time and without enormous email trails. Give it a try at contentsnare.com.